Hey, hey, it's Jen Lehner of JenLehner.com, and this is your Front Row Entrepreneur Flash Briefing Weekend Edition. If you have one of the Google devices that has a camera on it, then you can see me today. I just decided to do a video recording because why not? The Biden administration is set to announce an executive order aimed at regulating artificial intelligence. The order will require assessments of advanced AI models before their use by federal workers, ease immigration for skilled workers, and encourage AI adoption in government agencies with a focus on cybersecurity. The White House will host an event on safe, secure, and trustworthy AI. This move comes as the EU and other governments are also working on AI regulations. They're quite frankly doing much better job than we are. Rapid AI advances, of course, have heightened concerns about the impact on jobs, surveillance, and democracy. Congress is working on bipartisan legislation related to AI, including immigration reform. And speaking of AI, I have to tell you something cool that I did today. So I'm actually preparing a presentation for a meeting in Texas next week. And a big focus of what I'm talking about is AI. And so, of course, I had to dive deep into all the apps and just sort of catch up on things. And I asked Claude. Claude.ai is like my new best friend. And so I asked Claude to give me use case scenarios of how Claude could be my like thought partner. And Claude gave a nice little list. And like number seven down on the list was give feedback on your presentation, because Claude knew I was giving a presentation because I told Claude this. And I said, wait a minute, what do you mean give me feedback on the presentation? And Claude said, well, I could give you feedback on your pace and your projection and your slide deck and like all these things. And I was like, you mean, so I would give you a video and then you'd give me feedback on my video? And Claude said, yes, exactly. So I thought maybe he might be hallucinating. So I recorded a video of my presentation and, you know, recorded my slide deck and I uploaded it. What I did was I uploaded it to Google Drive, got the link, pasted the link in Claude, and Claude came back with like some really incredible feedback. It gave me positive feedback, but it also gave me some very constructive negative feedback. And it was all like, it was all very specific. I could tell it wasn't just, you know, BSing. So that was kind of amazing. All right. Now let's recap the marketing and tech news highlights from the week. Meta is expanding its broadcast channels feature to Facebook and Messenger, letting you engage with your followers through text, images, polls, and a whole lot more. This feature will roll out in the coming weeks, allowing you to join broadcast channels and receive updates. In other Meta news, they are now displaying Threads posts on Facebook. I haven't seen that they have done that. I don't know if that's happening automatically. I need to check that out. A bipartisan group of 42 attorneys general is suing Meta, alleging that Facebook and Instagram's features are addictive and target kids and teens. They claim that Meta designed these platforms to keep young users engaged, raising concerns about online harm. X is now blocking Bing search, specifically BingBot, from crawling and accessing content posted on the X platform. TikTok is testing the ability for you to upload 15-minute videos, which is an expansion, of course, of 5 minutes of their current 10-minute limit. YouTube is experimenting with a feature that allows you to pause commenting on your videos, helping filter out unwanted feedback. And as you plan your content for tomorrow, keep in mind that Saturday is Immigrants Day, International Animation Day, Make a Difference Day, and National First Responders Day. And then Sunday is Cat Day and Internet Day. And trending all across social media right this very second is hashtag Mentoring Day, hashtag Friday Thoughts, and hashtag Friday Motivation. Have a wonderful weekend. Be safe and be well. And I'll be back Monday morning with a brand new flash briefing just for you.